This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. 2025 is arriving in nations around the world. We'll start in Auckland, New Zealand.
Auckland's become the first major city in the world to bring in 2025, with thousands of revelers counting down to the new year and cheering at colourful fireworks launched from New Zealand's tallest structure, Sky Tower. Thousands also thronged to downtown or climbed the city's rings of volcanic peaks for a fireworks vantage point. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
And they're ready in New York City for tonight's big ball drop. The AP's Julie Walker is in New York.
Bomb-sniffing dogs, drones, dump trucks blocking streets, and cops on every corner. That's just some of the NYPD security for New Year's Eve in Times Square.
At this time, there are no specific credible threats.
However, Police Commissioner Jessica Tisch says ever since last year's Hamas attack in Israel, they've been operating in a heightened threat environment. Mayor Eric Adams says it's all about making sure everyone has a safe experience.
There are many officers that have plainclothes assignments to give the element of surprise.
Julie Walker, New York.
On January 9th, the nation will formally mourn the loss of Jimmy Carter, former president and humanitarian. He died Sunday at the age of 100. Carter Center Senior Advisor Linda Newman.
It wasn't unexpected, but I think from everybody I've spoken to, we're all still a little bit in shock. We truly believed he was going to live forever. And I think we're coming to grips with the fact that he's no longer on Earth, but he's really set out a mission for us, and now it's our responsibility to continue to move that forward.
A warning from the FBI to sports leagues. The FBI says crime organizations are targeting professional athletes. This comes following a string of burglaries at the homes of prominent NFL and NBA players. This is AP News. Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie have finally reached a divorce settlement. The AP's Donna Warder.
After 8 years, Angelina Jolie and Brad Pitt have reached a divorce settlement that apparently brings to an end one of the longest and most contentious divorces in Hollywood history. Jolie's attorney issued a statement saying she's exhausted but relieved this one part is over. A judge will still need to sign off on an agreement. Jolie filed for divorce in 2016 after she said Pitt was abusive to her and their children on a private jet flight from Europe. A judge declared the couple divorced and single in 2019, but they still had to work out splitting assets and child custody. And there's no word if the settlement affects a lawsuit filed by Pitt, in which he alleges that Jolie reneged on an agreement that she would sell him her half of a French winery they own together. I'm Donna Warder.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.